Hello, thank you for tuning in. I was curious to find out who are the most famous Canadian celebrities, and I came across 18 people, and I'm gonna add one myself, so that would become 19. Let's see the list, okay? We have Shawn Mendes, Celine Dion, Ryan Gosling, Jim Carrey, Michael Bublé, Ellen Page, Shania Twain, Mike Myers, Ryan Reynolds, Kiefer Sutherland, Michael J. Fox, Rachel McAdams, Wayne Gretzky, Bryan Adams, Hayden Christensen, Joni Mitchell, Justin Bieber, James Cameron, and Drake. So we have about 19 people in here. Firstly, there are few celebrities that I don't know what they do and how they have rose to fame, and some of them are I'm familiar with. Let's talk about people who I am familiar with, and we'll talk about the others later. Number one is Shawn Mendes. He was born in Toronto, Ontario, and he is born on the year of 1998. The songwriter released his first single, Life of Party, in 2014. He quickly rose to fame, and he now has many young fans all around the world. He is currently one of the most successful Canadian musicians. We have Celine Dion in the list. She's from Quebec, and she's born in 1968. So kinda you can tell she is old. She is mostly known for her singing My Heart Will Go On. It's a theme song from the movie Titanic. I am sure you have heard the song and you have seen the movie. If you have not seen the movie, it's a shame. You should go watch it, because James Cameron directed it. And speaking of James Cameron, he is also from Canada. He is from Kapuskasing. It's in Ontario. I've never heard about it. I lived in Ontario for about 5 years. So that's a shame on me. But anyway, the director is popular for his movies, Titanic, Avatar, Terminator, and much more. So he is a legendary director, and if you have not seen his movies, I would highly recommend you to check out. Speaking of movies, there are a ton of actors in the list who are from Canada. I'll tell you why these actors have made it from Canada, because Vancouver and Toronto are two areas where a lot of filming happens, and there are also a lot of casting directors who have contacts with US casting agencies. So bingo, there you go. The ones that they spot in Canada are exported to USA, and then they make the career right there. At one point, you know, you will not believe, I've read a book on Tom Cruise, and he also migrated to Canada just for a few months, I believe, and then, you know, they went back to USA where they have previously lived. Okay, now let's get back to the topic. Ryan Gosling, he was born in London, Ontario. He's from Canada. He started his acting career in 1997. Ryan Gosling was famous for his role Noah in the movie The Notebook. It's a classic movie, and I urge everyone to watch it. It's a pure classic love story. And do you know who played the lead role? The female lead role? It's played by Rachel McAdams, who is also a Canadian. She rose to fame when she was cast in a teen comedy called Mean Girls. Not sure if you have seen it. It's kind of a funny movie. You should check it out. She also appeared in Notebook, as I just said, and also Wedding Crashers and few more. There's a subtle love story happened between her, Rachel McAdams, and Ryan Gosling in the movie Notebook. And it's pure classics, and I love that movie so much. We have Jim Carrey in the list. He's born in Newmarket, Ontario. After being rejected many times as a stand-up performer, he rose to fame thanks to movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. It's released in 1994, and that's the year I was born. Up next, we have on the list Michael Bublé. He's born in British Columbia. The singer, songwriter, and actor was inspired by jazz legends from his early childhood. His major break was in 2000, and he's now adored worldwide. Sorry, I kind of don't know him. Ellen Page. Okay, speaking of, I don't know her as well. She's born in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Her acting career took off when she appeared in the movie Juno. Okay, I have no clue about this movie or that actress, Ellen Page. Okay, up next in the I don't know list, we have Shania Twain. She's born in Windsor, Ontario. I know Windsor, I don't know Shania. The country pop singer's third studio album, Come On Over, became one of the best-selling albums in Canada. Okay, I've not heard her album. I think I should look up. Oh my God. Up next, I don't know him as well. His name is Mike Myers. He was born in Scarborough and he's born in 1963. No wonder why I don't know him. The actor, comedian, writer, producer, director began his career as a child actor. He's now best known for Austin Power Movies. Okay, I'll check it out. Okay, up next we have Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know him as well. Oh my God, shame on me that I don't know some of the people on the list. He's also born in London. Okay, but he's born in London, England, and he moved to Toronto, Ontario, with his mother in 1975. He's popular for directing and acting in the movie The Lost Boys in 1987. We have in the list Michael J. Fox, who I don't know of. He's born in 1961 in Alberta, Edmonton. Sorry, Edmonton, Alberta. The actor, producer, author became famous for his role in the movie Back to the Future. Okay, no clue about him. We have Wayne Gretzky. He's a popular, famous ice hockey player. Oh my God, my dog is shouting now. Come on, I don't know. You don't have to shout at me, Toki. I don't know Bryan Adams. Oh my God, okay. I don't know Hayden Christensen. I don't know Johnny Mitchell. Okay, come on, don't yell at me. I get it. I will look up, okay, Toki. See, even my dog got angry because I said I don't know these celebrities, okay? But I know the last one. He is Ryan Reynolds. He's born in Vancouver and he's known for his movies, and his breakthrough was in Deadpool, was the movie Deadpool in 2016. Also Drake, he's from Toronto, I believe, and I kind of know some of his songs. I'm not a huge fan of rap, but I have heard his songs and he seemed nice. Well, with that, we have come to an end. Thank you for tuning in, and I am very certain and affirmative that you have not known a lot of these celebrities that I spoke of. So, if you are really interested to find out, I'm adding a link below. That's where I got my sources from. It's called the magazine.ca website. So check it out and probably Google yourself and see if you like any of the most loved popular Canadian celebrities. We have come to an end. Thank you for your time. Bye for now.